So I want to ask you about this 54-year-old lady, just specifically about one issue, because we've been thinking a lot about CDK inhibitors in terms of where the patient is in the natural history. Your first patient was at first diagnosis. A lot of patients get diagnosed with mets during adjuvant endocrine therapy. And then the other space is people who've had adjuvant endocrine therapy stopped and then get recurrence later, which is what happened here with this 54-year-old lady. And it's interesting that she actually got adjuvant tamoxifen for 5 years. So she was premenopausal in her mid-40s. And then she was off therapy at 3 years and came in with metastatic disease. What was the situation when she presented there with the bone mets? She had symptoms from the bone mets?
She did. She came in with back pain, which is how we diagnosed her with a metastatic disease.
And she had bone-only mets?
She had bone-only disease.
And did anything need to be radiated, or you thought you could use systemic therapy?
So that's the other tricky point, whether you can radiate someone and keep them on a CDK4/6 inhibitor at the same time. And there's some case reports that suggest that you might increase toxicity in some ongoing trials. So personally, I think most people, we don't do both together. If you want to radiate someone, you kind of wait on the CDK4/6 inhibitor, you radiate them, and then you start the CDK4/6 inhibitor. In this case, her pain was not severe enough and her MRI was not bad enough that we needed to do anything at that point. So we ended up putting her on endocrine therapy plus the CDK4/6 inhibitor.
Yeah, and actually the thing that I was most interested in is which endocrine therapy. So you gave her anastrozole. Of course, she'd only had tamoxifen. But another very common situation is a patient who's had 5 years of an AI. What do you do when they relapse after they've been off 3 years?
There, I think it's justified to give them fulvestrant. If it's been 3 years, I think re-exposing them to anastrozole makes sense. The one thing that people may want to be considering is, should I do a genomic profile and see if the patient has an ESR1 mutation? And if she does, should I then give her fulvestrant? The way I look at it is when you look at the CDK4/6 trials and look at ESR1 mutations, whether a patient had it or not, they still received the same benefit with the AI and the CDK4/6 inhibitor. So I don't usually do the genomic assays for that reason. So I think if it's been 3 years, re-exposing her to the AI makes sense. And then obviously adding the CDK4/6 inhibitor, and then second line, you want to think of fulvestrant plus another targeted agent.